The All This podcast is brought to you by All This International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the US and Europe. Today, you are listening to our ServiceNow series, where we interview the best and brightest of the industry to share their story, advice, and views on the exciting world of ServiceNow and digital transformation.
You're listening to the All This podcast, ServiceNow series. I'm your host, JP Valentine. Our guest today is Amy Giovannucci. Amy is the Managing Director of Platform Capabilities at Accenture Federal Services. Amy, welcome to the show.
Hey, JP. Excited to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. I know we've been talking about doing this one for a while. Delighted we finally got you here. We've got so much to cover because your role is broad and multifaceted. But let's start with yourself, as we do all our guests. Could you give us a bit of an overview of your background in technology and what your journey has been like from where you got started, some of the roles you've held along the way, and what's led you to where you are today?
So I have been with Accenture for a little over 17 years now. I started my career actually, though, with a telecommunications company focused on network operations. And that's really where I got my footing into IT service management, ITIL, and really trying to get that background in understanding service management and really refining on that point. When I joined Accenture, I was actually within our service management group, really just focused on processes, operating models, how to really construct and deliver different platforms, different technologies into the construct and really taking great consideration around the processes, the people, the governance around it, as well as the technology. So for the last about 12 years now, I have predominantly been focused within our platforms technology, with the first 10 of those really predominantly being with ServiceNow. My initial introduction to the ServiceNow platform was within our national security portfolio, and that was actually with a self-hosted instance. What really attracted me to the platform was just how well it aligned with IT service management best practices, ITIL, and I could really see where this platform was going to be beyond ITSM from a very early time with Accenture Federal and the ServiceNow platform. We could see that this platform was going to really take off beyond and be something that could be more of a service provider across all the different services outside of IT and really expanding and being that core technology for the enterprise and most of our customers. So over the last 12 years, really focused on how do we build the business, build our people around our business, and really take this platform as well as our folks in their careers as far as we possibly could, as well as serving the federal government and their mission with the platform solutions that we've been creating. Over the last 2 years now, I've actually taken on a broader role within AFS, which is the platform's capability, which is composed of not only ServiceNow, but Salesforce, Pega, Appian, Microsoft Power Platforms, as well as our ERP business. So Workday, Oracle, and SAP. And the reason we can form those together into a platform's capability is we were really looking at the market and how we could construct ourselves in order to really respond in the best way possible by creating a digital core of cyber, AI, cloud, and platforms. And so I manage our platform's capability today, and really focusing on the different market trends, offerings that we can provide with platforms at the core.
Amazing. Thank you so much for that background and journey, because it really does help set the stage for what I wanted to talk to you about today. I think it's important to know the reason why you have the role you have now is due to the success that Accenture Federal Services had within ServiceNow under your leadership, and you've now been given the broader responsibility. So let's jump straight into that. What does your role consist of now, and what are you seeing as some of the opportunities to help your customers implement various platforms and how it all works together? Walk us through that journey and maybe if there's one or two examples you could share along the way.
The journey that we've been seeing what's positioned us well in this market is specifically within platforms We've been seeing a market trend specific to ERP transformation modernization with some of the core areas around supply chain, human capital, financials, as well as really seeing these digital platforms like ServiceNow take off in the market to really become the enterprise platform, that engagement and integration layer that a lot of our customers are looking to when they're being put forth with these mandates on top of them around user experience. So really having something that an employee or a customer using their services can really have a delightful experience. And we've really been able to solve for that with these platforms, as well as just with the modernization around ERPs. Customers don't want to go through that big, heavy lift with the ERPs completely again, and they don't want to have the ERP solving for everything, where, as in the past, there was a lot of customization that had to go into it. So we're seeing a lot of growth with ERPs plus digital platforms in the market, as well as converged solutions. As I mentioned, we have our platforms capability, which I manage, but we also are right hand in hand with our cyber capability, our AI capability, as well as cloud. We're really seeing a lot of converged solutions, and we really want to position ourselves to be building out solutions that were, again, converged, right? Connected, where we can easily collaborate with the experts in each of those other capabilities to really show the breadth and depth of our Accenture solutions.
Yeah, amazing. And I know from what you've shared with me previously, the way in which the teams work together creates a really smooth experience for the end customers. On the topic of AI, and particularly Gen AI, because it's something that you're fielding a lot of questions on, what are some of the things that people should be thinking about in relation to possible use cases, particularly when you look at the different public sector and Fed customers that you're serving? What are some of the key considerations, and what conversations are you having at strategic leadership level to help these customers utilize AI components of it in conjunction with the other platforms that you're supporting them on?
That's a great question, because with Gen AI, it's so overwhelming. I don't know if any of us have a sentence or an article that we read anymore that doesn't include Gen AI. So we've really been trying to narrow it down for our federal customers to take it more into bite-sized pieces and utilize use cases specific to them, or that can bridge across multiple agencies. So a couple of examples that we've really been looking at is one around hyper-personalization. So how do we boost the delivery of the hyper-personalized services to the end users based on past interactions, and using the data and the information that we've been able to gather and create from Gen AI, as well as how do we improve upon customer service with, say, multilingual support? So being able to offer more advanced virtual assistants that can provide more of that immediate multilingual support for inquiries, and eliminating the need for extensive training of those customer service agents. A lot of it is really looking at how do we improve upon things that they're already doing day to day that could really be improved, enhanced with these Gen AI solutions by combining their data and being able to create content now using Gen AI to really enhance either the experience or really being able to maximize the time that our federal employees are able to focus on the mission versus being in training or having to look something up and really having it at their fingertips.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
Amy, obviously with your change in role, you're overseeing the different platforms as part of one combined strategy, which means you have visibility of where Accenture Federal are having success, both from a project implementation side of things, but also opportunity for people to join you. Can you give us some insight into the plan for the next 12 to 24 months, where you guys expect to see a need for people, for talent, for growth? And then we can talk about the unique culture and environment that you have built within your group, and boy, that's an exciting place as well.
We've definitely been on hypergrowth, I would say, within the platform's capability, but really across the board with Accenture Federal. To date, we're just under 2,000 people across those platforms, spanning across business analysts, developers, technical architects, solution architects. And that's just within the platform's capabilities. Where we're really trying to grow is how do we adapt our delivery model and really be true to the one Accenture, where we're really utilizing across our strategy and consulting practices as well, and really leaning in with all the different capabilities. I mentioned how many we have within platforms. We're continuing to grow. I think we're really right at the beginning stages of this, where we're focused on assessing our customers, looking at their data, providing them roadmaps to really be able to grow and really take this, I'll say Gen AI, but so many other capabilities that we're seeing in the market, and really being able to pounce on that with our customers, really, and be able to attack and solving with these platforms. We're making a lot of investment in not just hiring and recruiting, but training up our folks within AI, and really being sure that we're ready to be able to have those conversations with the customers, as well as do what we're saying, what we need to do. And the other capabilities we're focusing on Gen AI, we've developed a center of excellence around federal Gen AI, right? And that's growing and helping us design prototypes and scaling pre-built solutions. We're always looking for more talented folks to join us really in this journey. We also have a government futures lab where it really connects the innovation, the people, and our partners to help our federal leaders create a framework for the future and really accelerate the change across their organizations. So I wouldn't say our talent needs or wanting to work for Accenture Federal would just be within the platform's capability, because we're really looking at this across all of our capabilities and really trying to solve for that with the talent that we bring in and the talent that we're training, upskilling, and really trying to be prepared as best we can for this upswing.
There's so much in that answer, Amy. Thank you so much.
I know.
No, it's great, because any one of those strategic investments would be something that you could really spend some time talking about and get excited mm-hmm. about. But the fact that you've got so many different things going on, which is helping the federal and public sector customers that you're supporting really accelerate their own adoption of AI, but bring them forward, because one of the things you and I will be aware of is that a lot of public sector and federal agencies and subsidies can be lagging a few years in their adoption of newer and advanced technology, which can obviously impact services. But it's comforting and refreshing to hear that you guys have so much going on to help these institutions and agencies catch up and stay on current trends of the latest and greatest in things in tech. And that obviously then translates to lots of opportunity for people who want to work in this space. I want to bring it back to the people side again, because you've done an amazing job of showcasing the breadth of opportunity. But I've met a bunch of people who've worked with you, and you in particular, you've built a great team, a great reputation of having a great team to work for that's been highly successful. Now that you move up a level into overseeing these different platforms, can you give us some insight into how you're going to help your next generation of leaders continue the success that you've had in some of the more established platforms, and then also work through your leaders to get some of the newer platforms up and running to the same degree? Because I just want to pick your brain on that, because I know for junior to mid-level people in leadership, making that step up is often a difficult thing, and you've been doing it. So what can you tell us about how you do what you do with your team?
Yeah, I always approach it really with a team and a coach mentality. I think you bring the best out of folks when they're able to show you what they can do or speak up, and really honing in on what are their traits, what are their best traits, how do we maximize on those? And it really comes from having a very collaborative team. We're constantly having working sessions on how do we improve ourselves? How do we improve our operating model? How do we get better? And I think from my responsibility. It's really looking at the market, right? And what are the trends and what are gonna, where do we need to pivot? And then helping my teams do that in a way that they're all gonna be able to continue their career journey and be successful. It's been quite a ride for my career in these last, I'll say 12 at least, where we've just been in these hyper growth situations and it's created a lot of opportunity. And what I wanna do is really create that space for the growth with everyone that is either coming into these platforms practices or already there. And so I think it's really having more of a servant leadership mentality, really listening and really honing in on personality traits, strengths, and really helping them to get to that next level and take their career. And it's also being okay if someone's not wanting to do this type of work, right? I think the beauty that I've seen within the platform's capability, but more specific to Accenture Federal, is you can pivot your career and still be with the same company, and we're still all serving the same mission of the federal government. So I think it's a lot of that type of open, collaborative, and just supporting one another through this journey.
Amy, final question for me, then. I always like to finish on a message to potential future employees. And I think you in particular can really speak to Accenture Federal being an incredible place to work. You've been there for over 10 years now, and you've held multiple roles, you've progressed, and you've now taken on this new position in the last year or so, which has oversight of a lot of different responsibilities. Along that journey, you've built teams, led teams, scaled teams, and your role will still, I'm sure, involve doing parts of that as well. When you're speaking to people about Accenture Federal Services and you talk to them about why they should work there, what are some of the things that you would say to those individuals, particularly now thinking about the need for talent within the AI and data science world?
That's a great question. It's actually something I get a lot when I'm interviewing people. My number one answer, and I'll also go into a second, but my first answer is actually always the people at Accenture. Accenture is always evolving, but so are their people. We have some of the most talented people I've ever met, and I have the great pleasure of being able to work with them. They're willing to teach, they're willing to train, they're willing to collaborate. So it's just really an environment where if you want to learn about something, there's an expert that you can ping to have a quick conversation with, just try to get some information, some ideas, and everyone's willing. We're really a people developer organization where it's not just about evolving yourself, but also about evolving those around you. And so I really appreciate that. And I think it really allows candidates or anyone who's looking for an opportunity or may not know what they truly want to do, they can have the opportunity to join Accenture to figure that out, right? And be able to pivot their career in many different ways. I have pivoted my career multiple different times within Accenture, as well as some of my colleagues. And it really gives you that space to be able to do that. And we're always on the cutting edge of these new technologies and offerings. And we're always trying to get ahead of it and think creatively around how this can really help the mission. So one aspect also I love about Accenture Federal is what we're doing, we're able to see that impact in our real life because we are supporting the mission of the federal government. And it is very exciting and it's very rewarding type of work. Usually those are the types of things that I cover off on, especially when I'm talking to folks who may not understand working within the federal space, but more specifically within consulting.
Amy, thank you so much for coming on today and talking to us. As I said at the offset, we've been planning this for quite some time now. I'm delighted to finally get you on the show. It was great to learn about your journey, your role and responsibilities today, an incredible look behind the scenes of your group at Accenture Federal and the impact that it can have, because as you've just touched on there in your final answer, the impact can benefit us all. And again, sharing what I know from speaking to numerous people across your org, it's a great place to work with a lot of opportunity for career advancement, and the exciting work you're doing in AI is something that we look forward to seeing come out the other side with your customers. So we appreciate you coming on. best of luck to you and everyone at Accenture Federal in the year ahead, and we look forward to having you back on the show.
Thank you, JP. It's been a pleasure, and I really look forward to our next time. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.